This is the Fighting the Good Fight podcast, defending taxpayers and solving their tax problems, with your host, Patricia Gentile. Patricia Gentile is a taxpayer defense attorney, CPA, the founder of New England Tax Relief, and Patricia L. Gentile Coaching. With 40 years of IRS expertise and experience, she has successfully defended and resolved difficult IRS situations for hundreds of taxpayers. Patricia coaches tax professionals to confidently identify their client's IRS problem and create a successful resolution plan for them. As a fierce advocate, a creative strategist, and solution finder, fighting the good fight with Patricia Gentile is both her passion and purpose.
And without further ado, no more waiting, Matt.
That's right. It's not going to be a taxing situation.
Patty, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me on. And thank you, Matt, for your compliment on my podcast. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure.
Unsolicited, Patty.
I said, wow, that's great.
You know what's funny, Matt? Patty and I produce Patty's program, and we did, we did a social media outreach, and we went and looked at the statistics of where people are downloading this program. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Turns out it's everywhere.
Yeah. People want to know.
You could see the zip codes, yeah. And a lot of them were not familiar, so that was kind of cool. Patty, we, as I mentioned, we had on the Board of Estimate and Taxation earlier this week, and the chair of the board was like, this document, this big, beautiful bill, was a lot to digest. And I said, well, I got good news for you. I know someone who went to a seminar and learned an awful lot about this, and I'm hoping you can tell us about that this morning.
Oh, I definitely can. And I'm not just going to be going to one seminar on this One Big Beautiful Bill Act. And that was my first coverage last week, led by the founder of the Boston Tax Institute. He's actually doing a second one today, matter of fact, which I'll have to list, get on a recording. I couldn't attend live this morning on that. It's 330 pages, and around 180 of those pages is all in the taxation area on this. And there is a lot to digest with a lot of small details and nuances for any section you're looking up. And you'll recognize that when I mention three things here that I think your listeners can take with them and use today, and this actually will affect majority of your listeners. These are also three areas that in the taxation area that people can use this year. They're effective as of 2025. Some things in the act are not effective until 2026. But a lot of the new tax provisions in this really were meant to be effective now, to help middle-class families and seniors have relief. And I'm glad to hear that you had the local, Greenwich board?
BET, yeah, the Board of Estimate and Taxation.
Ah, interesting. On, because the tri-states of Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York, when in 2017 the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was passed, were very upset by this current law that now has been changed under this One Big Beautiful Bill Act. And the current law was that the itemized deduction for state and local taxes was capped off. The deduction was capped off at only $10,000. The tri-state area, the attorney generals and the congressional and state representatives were up in arms over that, saying, oh, my God, look at the real estate taxes alone that people are paying in our area. This is, you know, this is very discriminatory. This is very uneven to do this national federal cap off deduction of state and local taxes. That also includes that deduction income taxes. Income tax you pay to the state on your business income or your wages, to the state departments of revenue and taxation, not just, you know, your real estate taxes. So it was called SALT, S-A-L-T, state and local tax deduction on your federal return capped off at $10,000. That was an ouch. Unfortunately, the tri-state attorney generals and the state of Maryland jumped on that as well, and they filed a lawsuit in federal court that saying this was unconstitutional and discriminatory, this particular assault, and the federal court dismissed it on, you know, certain grounds that they really just didn't have enough to warrant an argument in a judicial decision. Well, here we are. The limitation on the deduction for assault, which are certain state and local taxes, the new provision effective now and all the way through tax year 2029. So we've got the next five tax years that this is in effect. This provision extends the SALT cap, but not at 10,000. In 2025, it's 40,000. In 2026, it's going to go up 2028, 2029, it's going to go up in increments and about 1% increase per year. And so there's a lot of relief there that you can use in your tax planning right now and you can count on. Another what I think is a beneficial One Big Beautiful Bill Act for working Americans is the no tax on tips. The new deduction, we've never had this, so there's no current law. This is brand new law, and it's a new deduction. It's effective for tax years 2025 through 2028 for employees and self-employed individuals that you may deduct qualified tips that are received in occupations that are listed by the IRS as customarily and regularly receiving tips. So the IRS has a deadline of October 2nd to have that list published. And your employer who issues a Form W-2 or the payers who issue to self-employed individual Form 1099, they have to, or other type of specified statement, they have to furnish to the individual and let them know what their qualified tips received were for that tax year. The qualified tips, what I found interesting is that it's voluntary. What the definition here is that it's voluntary cash or charged tips received from customers or through tip sharing. So if you're a server in a restaurant and you pool tips and then you guys split them at the night, that's tip sharing. Or if you receive from customer and you can put it right in your pocket there. I want to make a point. When I was attending this seminar, somebody brought this up at the seminar about, for example, golf country clubs. Golf country clubs, when you are a member and you're in the dining room, a lot of the bills already have a certain percentage of a gratuity built in to your total. That is not considered a qualified tip. It has to be voluntary, cash or charge tip by the customer. So you didn't have any choice if you're the customer in that dining room. You're paying your bill as the meal plus the built-in percentage of gratuity by the country club. There is a maximum annual deduction on this of $25,000. That's a huge deduction. And I think of this time of year, I think of your area. I think of professional bartenders and wait staff. I think of the Hamptons, because I remember that when I was in college, I'm born and raised in upstate New York, and when I was in college, I lived in the Hamptons in the summer to waitress down there. And, you know, whether you're a professional in this area of hospitality and restaurants and bars, or, you know, somebody who's doing this as your summer job, this is a very nice deduction if you can qualify. Of course, I do want to mention that the deduction phases out. So this maximum $25,000 deduction can, or whatever would you qualify for, your qualified tips would be that you could report, will phase out when your income goes over a certain amount, either as an individual or married filing joint. And so that's very important to know. And another important nuance in this is that taxpayers must include their Social Security number on the return. You know, that might sound obvious to you, but there are some people, for example, for religious reasons, will actually apply for a different type of identification number. And so you must have a Social Security number on the return. And if you are married, your filing status has to be married filing joint. Your filing status cannot be married filing separate.
Patty,
and there are times that you would do married filing separate. I do it a lot as a strategy with clients of mine who I'm representing to resolve tax problems, and only one spouse. His income is really the problem.
Patty,
would a
mistake or an omission like that result in you losing out on this, or would it delay it?
That's a great question. I do not know if the IRS would send you a notice saying, before we can process your return, we need this. Because a lot of those types of notices come under child tax credit eligibility. And if certain things are missing, they tend to get those types of notices. Or you'll get the notice that says, we've corrected your return. You know, from what we...
Well, that's nice of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The other tip, the third one I wanted to mention, was for seniors. So, and that was a deduction for seniors that I thought was really cool. It's effective for tax year 2025 through 2028. Individuals who are age 65 and older may claim an additional deduction of $6,000. The new deduction is in addition to the current, there's a current standard deduction for seniors under the existing law. If you're 65 and older, there's an additional deduction just for being 65 and older, born, you know, before a certain date, et cetera. Well, this is in addition to that. And the senior deduction, $6,000 is per eligible individual. So a married couple with both spouses qualifying can have up to a $12,000 total deduction. This is in addition to the standard deduction for being a senior, which I believe it goes up incrementally every year, but I just want to say, for discussion's sake, that can be fact-checked just by going to the IRS's website. But I believe it might be about $1,500 right now per person that's, you know, 65 and older. That's what they mean by that standard deduction. You can add this $6,000 additional deduction to that. And, of course, here we go with phasing out, that the deduction phases out for taxpayers who have an income above a certain amount, either as single filer or as joint filer. So these are items that come into effect this year, but you'd be looking at tax planning because you have to look at where it phases out. You might be eligible for any of these based on the eligibility requirements, but you have to make sure that if there is a phase out in that, and I will say when it came to the SALT $40,000, there's no phase out there. But this no tax on tips, this deduction for seniors, you know, there is a phase out of these deductions when your threshold, an income threshold, is above a certain amount, and you want to check that. But the taxpayer on this deduction for seniors, once again, you must include a Social Security number of the qualifying individual or individuals on the return if there's a joint. And if you're married, you must have the filing status of married filing joint. You can't do filing status of married filing separate. So there's little nuances here. And, you know, you and I were talking about this, and you're the one who planted this thought in my mind that, you know, having discussion about these, you know, ongoing analysis and insights, whether it's, you know, being a guest on your show or other Frankie's show, Frankie Boyers, you mentioned Frankie.
Heard every day right here on WGCH, by the way.
Yeah, and or my podcast, you know, to bring more analysis and insights on these, because it's, you mentioned to me, to separate the myth from the fact. And what you hear is general announcements about this. And I'm being, of course, more specific in the details, of the weeds, I call it, of these things, so that people are not running around going, oh, I can get a $25,000 deduction from my tip. Boom.
Well, listen, you know, learn from me. One time I thought I was getting a certain amount back for a first-time home buyer's credit, and I spent money before it was in my hand. And then it turns out I wasn't eligible for that.
Oh, wow.
Patty.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly how that goes.
Remind folks where they can hear this show.
You can hear my podcast anywhere that you download your podcast, where you like to go. Please subscribe so that you get definitely message when we launch a live. I'm also found, you can search my podcast, Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile, on YouTube. And I always have it on my website, newenglandtaxrelief.com. I do want to mention I had to have my AC serviced yesterday because it kept freezing up.
Matt will give you some advice on changing filters.
I was listening. I actually was listening. We did change a filter that didn't cure the problem, and out came the professionals to have to add more
Freon.
I call it Freon, but they call it something else, like now something more professional, but to add to it. So.
So are
you, throw a dye in, by the way. So, you know, if you have a leak somewhere and it does it again, they're going to come out and find out what the problem is.
Yep.
So are you climate controlled now?
Well, I'm good.
All right.
Today.
Okay.
I'm good for the next 2 days. I'm good.
Yeah, because a heat wave is coming. It'll be up your way, too.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We're in the 90s, and we're going to be in the 90s the next couple of days for sure. So. They couldn't have come soon enough.
Yeah.
They came at 4:45 yesterday. So, and my house was already up to 82 degrees as I sat here working with the fans blowing on me.
Yeah,
so.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I'll use the fans too, but really...
It's just blowing around the hot air.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, in the Bronx, you'll see people, they take the box fans and they turn them around and face them out as if it's drawing the hot air out of the apartment.
Right.
But I don't know if that works too good.
Yeah.
Patty, I really appreciate the update, and I hope that if you do take part in that second seminar, if you do watch that video, that you'll have some more information for us.
Oh, I definitely will. I know I will. And as well as there's another seminar that's going to cover some things that they feel is relevant to cover that I'm going to attend next week. I'm going to attend and read from what I consider highly competent sources about, you know, what they have to say and what they're going to put out there. And, of course, the IRS.gov.
Right.
IRS.gov, their website. But right now, they've only put out a few tips, what they think is exciting for people, which are the ones I brought out. And there was a few more that they brought out as well. And we'll see how much more the IRS is going to publish in their newsletter.
Yeah. All right, Patty, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Patty.
Well, thanks so much, you guys. You have a great day, and stay cool.
You too.
We ended up going much longer than I thought with Patty, but there's just so much information there. And what I really do appreciate is that she can talk about something like the Big Beautiful Bill Act.
Right.
And remove the politics from it.
That's right.
The emotion.
It's just a very fact-based conversation.
And very hard to do.
Right.
I mean, and especially since we talk to a lot of politicians.
This is true.
Here.
This is Patricia Gentile, and we hope you're enjoying the Fighting the Good Fight podcast. Make sure you don't miss a moment by simply subscribing on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We are also excited to announce that the Fighting the Good Fight podcast is now available on YouTube. Just search Fighting the Good Fight podcast with Patricia Gentile, and while you're there, give us a like. The Fighting the Good Fight podcast is a Park City Productions presentation. Learn more at Park City Productions 06604 on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Patricia Gentile, and we'll see you next time.